We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top, Tanu Rabbanon. The Gemara ended off before that you have Avos and you have Toldos, and by Nezikin, there are Avos Nezikin and Toldos Nezikin. And the question was, are the Toldos like the Avos? So our Papa ended off and said, some are Kiyetzvim, some are the same like the Av, and some are not the same like the Av. And now the Gemara is going to go in and explain what are the Toldos, and then we'll analyze which ones are Kiyotze Behem, which ones are like the Avos, or which ones are not alike. Zok Tavar, Tarabon, Gimel Avos, Nemru Bashar. There are three Avos Nezikin when it comes to an ox, comes to a behema. What are the three Avos Nezikin? HaKeren, HaShem, VaRegel. HaKeren is a horn. The Hashem is teeth, the regal is while it's walking, and the Gemara will explain each Av by itself. Kerem and Elam, what's the Makar for the Av Nezikin called Kerem? Tanu Rabbanan to the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk in the Torah, V'chiyigach shor es ish, o yes isha, v'meis, sokel, yisokel ashar. It says if a shor kicks a ish or a isha, and that person dies, the halacha is you stone the shar below your ochel. So sorry about shar naki. That's the pasuk. V'chiyigach shar es ish or es isha. Now, how did he kick? Yigach means to shtois, to kick. Well, what we're talking about. So the brayta says yigach in the gichel of a keren. It's with a horn. So now it says in the pasuk. Vayas, this pasuk is a pasuk in Malachim. Vayas loy tzidkiyah Ben Kenano Karni Barzel Vayem Koyam Hashem Be'ila Tanagach Esarom Ad Kaloisam. So you see that the Loshon Tanagach is used by a keren, by a horn. So therefore, we know that when it says the pasuk Kiyigach, it means that the shor damaged with its horn. Va'omer not a makar that Kiyigach means with a horn. It says in the pasuk Bechor Shayroi Hodoloi VeKarni Rem Karno VeHem Amim Yinagach. With those horns, they will shtois the other amim, yenagach. Also, you see lashon negicha by keren, that's with a horn. So, for tomorrow, I have a kash on the brisa. Why is the brisa bringing the two psukim? It brings a pasuk in Malachim and a pasuk in the Torah. Why do you need two psukim for? You'll say maybe the reason why the brisa is not a pasuk is because divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah leafina. Maybe because we don't want to learn out from Malachim, which is a navi. It's called divrei Kabbalah, and maybe you don't learn out divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah. So therefore, when you're pasuk in the Torah, Tashma b'char shayru hadaloi. He says that's not shver. That's not a reason why you're not a pasuk. V'hai melefu, is that a limud? Gilim mil zvamu. It's just a tight word. The negicha b'karenu. We want to know what the kiyigach means in the Torah. The Torah says kiyigach. We want to know what's the translation of kiyigach. We bring a pasuk in Malachim. That's fine. You don't need a pasuk in the Torah to tell you what the translation of the word negicha is. We can use a pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah. We can use a pasuk from Nach for that. Even though Nevi'im don't have the same level as Torah when it comes to mitzvahs, but Lagabe Gila Milsa, that's sufficient. So that can't be the reason why the Brisa brings the second pasuk. So I'll tell you why. Elamau de Tema, Ki Polagrach Mana Ben Tam Lamud. In this parasha of Kiyigach, it's Mavuyah, there's something called a Tam and a Mu'ud. By the Av of Keren, if the first time it damages only Ben Chatzi Nezek, only half the Nezek, first, second, third time, then after the third time it becomes a Mu'ud and it pays Nezek Shalom. So you would think this halacha that you only pay chatzin nezik the first time is only betlusha, hanimili betlusha. Which would mean if a behemoth takes a horn in its mouth and he gores someone with that horn in the mouth, there you pay chatzin nezik. Why? Because that's a very not normal thing. And you're not supposed to expect that. That's why you pay chatzin nezik. But maybe if while the horn is still attached to the animal and he gores that way, maybe that should be considered orche, and it should be paid as a shalom in the first place, right away. Zok the pasuk that even when it's attached to your head, like the example of the pasuk of Bechor Shor Hodlo, we're talking about Karnirim Karn, I'm talking about the Karen that's attached to the head, Behem Amin Ganagach. So you see, even then, that type of Negicha is the taich of kiyigach, even with the keren that's attached, is the taich in kiyigach. Therefore, we know the parish of keren that says chatzin nezek is even when it's attached to the head. Even then, you pay chatzin nezek, there's a cost of, you pay chatzin nezek the first time. You pay chatzin nezek until you do it three times, then you amu it. And so that's why you need both pesukim. If you just have the pasuk in Malachim, you would think the only time you have chatzin nezek is only if it's detached, like the pasuk there in Malachim, which is talking about Tzidkiyah taking a keren in his hand and showing Achav that with this I will kill Aram. But if it's attached, maybe not. Kamash v'lon. Even so, that there's still chatzi nezek, even when it's attached to the shor and it gores that way. But the only problem is, okay, so now that we have the pasuk of the Torah that teaches us that when the horn is attached to the animal and it gores with that way, you pay chatzi nezek, so why did the braisa have to bring the first pasuk? Once you have a second pasuk, so what do you need the first pasuk for? This is the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz and others. So Rabbeinu Peretz answers and he says that if not for that pasuk, you would say that if the behemoth takes a horn in his mouth and it gores someone that way, maybe patel legamri. Kamash v'lon, from that pasuk, is also called Kiyigach. Zog, we'll see in Rabbeinu Peretz inside. Rabbeinu Peretz brings down the Akasha, Kivin the Ksiv Kra, the Bukhar Shoiro, Lama Tzarech Oid Kra, the Titkiyo, why the other pasuk? Teretz, and for the Rabbeinu Peretz, first Meshum, Dem Ken, Ki Mechayev Rachmona, Hanamilim Mechaberes, you would think only by Mechaberes, Avot Tlush, Loi Mechayev Klal, Lahochi Itzrech, La Asuye Kra, the Titkiyo, even then Yechayev. So our bottom line is, if the behemoth damages with its horns, that's the pasuk of Kiyigach, and Sai, if it's attached to his head, Sai, if it's in his mouth, either way, that is classic Av Nezikin of Keren. Zokta Gemara Vaita, told of the Keren Mahi, what are considered the toldos of Keren? Negifa, which means it pushes something and damages with its body. Neshicha, if it bites someone and hurts someone that way. Not eating other people's produce, means if it bites another animal and damages the animal that way. Revitza, if it sits down onto Kalim and just to break it, just a beat to break it, without any hana, because anything there's a hana from, that's Shane. Here, just did it to damage. Kavanas lahazik, it wanted to damage, sat down on a bunch of Kalim. Uveita, and if it kicked with its feet and broke Kalim, those are all examples of toldos of Karen. You have Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Uveita. Break the Gemara question. Maisto negicha de kar la'av. Why do we call negicha, which means kiyigach with its horn, we call it the av, the chsiv, says the pasuk, kiyigach. And we learned it from psukim, kiyigach means with the horn. Break the Gemara, negifa namiksiv is a pasuk of negifa also, because the pasuk says, v'chiyigoyf shar ish, es shar ra'eu v'meis, umakru is a shar achai, v'chotsu es kaspoi, v'gam es meis yechatsun, oi noidak, ishar nagachum etval shoshoim, v'lo yishmeru ba'alav shalom shalom shar takas shar, v'meis yiloi. I'll read the pasuk now in with the taich. V'chiyigoyf shar ish es shar ra'eu. When one shar of one person does negifa to the other shar, v'meis, and the other shar dies, so the lach is, you sell the shar and you split it, because that's how you pay chatzi nezek. But it says, oi noidak yishar nagachum etval shoshem, if it was already amud three times, then you pay shalim yishalim shar tachas hashar, you pay the nezek shalim. But what's the problem? The pasuk says, ki yigoyf. So you see, negifa should be av also. Why is only negicha the av and negifa is considered? Et holda, which we said, negifa means pushing with the body. L'chayra, negifa should be av as well. And for the Gemara, like this. Let's read it inside one more time. I saw Negichat Karli Av, the Chsiv Kiigach, Negifa Namik Chsiv Kiigoyf. Zem the Gemara, Hai Negifa Negichahu. That Kiigoyf means Negicha. How do we know? The title of the Braisa. Pasach ben Negifa, Vesayim ben Negicha. Like we read the Pasach, it's also Vechiigoyf Sharis Hashrei. And later on the Pasach it says, Oy Noidek Ashar Nagachu. It says Nagach. We're talking about Yigoyf. To teach us that it's in this Pasach, Yigoyf means Negicha. Loim Lach Zu Negifa Zu Negicha. Now, Rashi asks, how do you know? Maybe the negicha means negifa. How do you know which way? So he said, no, because we have the psukim that the Rei Magal taught that negicha means with the horn. So we know now that it can be with the body, because we know from the psukim of Bechor Shor Hadaloi and V'yasloi Tzitkiyo Ben Kenanyo that it means the horn. So we know that it means negicha means the horn. So it has to be negifa also means with the horn. So it's all the same thing. So the only question is, why did it change the language then? Why, when it came to killing a person, it said Lashon Yigach, and here it said Lashon Yigoyf, if they both mean with a horn, so why do we change the language? So that's the Gemara's question. Maishla Gabi Odom, when it came to killing Odom, the Chsiv Ki Yigach, Maishla Gabi Behemoth, Chsiv Ki Yigoyf. So Gemara answers like this, Odom Islay Mazla, Chsiv Ki Yigach, Behemoth, Lestay Mazla, Chsiv Ki Yigoyf. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi in the first pshat says that Adam, who could protect himself, he could get away, he has das to watch himself, there you need a kiyigach, you need more a kavana to damage, because if not, he'll get away. Mashiach and another behemoth, who sometimes is unaware what's going on around him, so therefore, Yigayf is a less of a lashon of kavanah lahazik. It's less of a kavanah lahazik, but it also is kavanah lahazik, but not less of a lashon. That's why by behema applies to say ki yigayf and by adam ki yigach. That's one pshat in Rashi. The other pshat in Rashi is that mazel, because here the first pshat a little shver. Adam this day mazel means he can watch himself. Mazel sounds like mazel. So Rashi in the second pshat says that the person has a mazel, which the Meritz Chayis explains. It means every person has a malach who protects him, and therefore it's not easy to damage him. And therefore you have to have a ki yigach in order for the animal to hurt him. Mashenkin Babahema has no mazel, has no malach watching over him. Therefore, it's enough for Lashon Kiyigah. That's why it says use Lashon Kiyigah when it comes to damaging other person's shar, when it comes to damaging an Adam, hurting Adam, or killing Adam, say Lashon Kiyigah. And what's the Kamash Malon here? Umilsa Agavorcha Kamash Malon. And Agav, we learn out a lacha from this. The Mu'ud la Adam have Mu'ud la Behema. If a Behema is a Mu'ud to kill Adam, which means he's such a mazik, even can kill Adam who has a mazel, so then he's a Mu'ud la Behema. But if he did it three times for a behema, mu'id la-behema, lo yav a mu'id la-adam. It's not a riot that he's a mu'id la-adam, and by if it hurts Adam, will still be chatzi nezek, it won't be nezek shalom yet, because, or l'gabi kaifer will be negeya, it won't be a chiyav kaifer, because he's not, like Rashi learned talking about killing an Adam, there won't be a chiyav kaifer maybe, because he's not maybe, he won't be a chiyav kaifer if it's only mu'id la-behema, because he's not a mu'id la-adam yet. Sakpam, that's the Kamash Vilan that we see needing a bigger koyach of kiyigach for Adam than Behemah. And therefore, it teaches us that a mu'ud lebehema will not be a mu'ud la'adam. Now, Rashi asks, how is it ever possible to have a mu'ud la'adam in order to be chayiv kaifer? You need to take a mu'ud. But how is it possible to have a mu'ud la'adam? After the first time it kills a man, it's already sokol yisokol, so it doesn't have a second chance. So Rashi answers, u'mu'ud laharig za'adam shkachas lo, b'shloi omad bedin, acha nogach sholish pa'amim. Until he stays three times, killed three people, shloi niskal miyak, he didn't get skila right away. And already others say, to answer this question, they didn't have to talk about a case where a tiger killed someone. You can say it's chatzin ezek regarding damaging Adam. That's what the Paris Yosef from Kirega ask, and therefore you don't have Rashi's kasha. But Rashi learned, since this pasuk is talking about a misa, so therefore, Mestama the Gemara, when the Gemara says it's Kamash Malon, is also talking about a case of misa, and the Kamash Malon was that a mu'ud l'behem is not a mu'ud l'adam, the ge'a kaifer, which was when a shar kills a person, he's chayiv kaifer, but not when he's a tam, only when he's a mu'ud. And that was Rashi's question, how is it possible to have a mu'id by a shar that kills a person? And the answer is, it's a case where he was loy amav din. They didn't have the final din Torah until after he killed three people. So, zok the Gemara vayter. So now, we established what the toldus of Karen is. So now, the Gemara, here we see that they are all the Morzan Handel of Skiyotzebem. The Morzan Handel still soon of Skiyotzebem. So we know what told the Karen is. Told the. So the Morzan Kash like this. Neshicha, before we get to Handel Skiyotzebem, we just said all the Taldas. We're still going to analyze more of the Taldas. The first Kash was Negifa Shavia Av, because the first Apostle. Now we have another question. Neshicha, it says one of the Taldas of Karen is a Shicha, biting. Faith Gemara, told of the Shani. The Chari, it's a Taldah of Shane, because with his teeth. The Gemara answers, Loy, Shane, Yeshadola Azeka. The mazik of Shane is when an animal goes into someone else's fields and eats his produce. He's enjoying it. Sanola zeka ha. Here, this case where this shar, this axe, bit something or someone, it was not lahana, it was just to be mazik. Ha inanola zeka. A similar question. Ravitza vita. Ravitza means sitting down on kalim or vita. Told of the regularly. To be told of the regularly, since it's with its feet. Rashi says the ravitza is with its feet because he bends his feet and that's how he sits down on kalim. Or kick is also with its feet. So maybe the chayav to be the mazik of regel with his feet. So I'm going to know. Regel hazeka motzi. Hanin hazeka motzi. Which, like Rashi explains, regel hazeka motzi means the choshoim aleches. Regel is a mazik. It's mazik while it's walking, the normal way of walking. And since that's hazeka motzi, it's different than here where the behemoth took his feet and vidafka did a maisa hazek. So that's not hazeka motzi. Hanin hazeka motzi. So now that we establish all the toldos of Karen, Ella, Tolosem, Kilav, Kyotzvem, Dom Rav Papa, hey, what's Rav Papa saying? Tolosem, Lav, Kyotzvem. Ile Mahani, if it's going to toldos of Karen, Maishna Karen, the Kavanah Slahazik, it's a Kavanah Slahazik, or Moinachot Yimani, Shmiros Lechi Chayv Shmira, Hainami, Kavanah Slahazik, Moinachot Yimani, Shmiros Lecha, and you have to watch it. So therefore, it's exactly like the Av, Solo Chariot, it's Kyotzvem, the same halachas. Elo, you're right. Told the Karen. The tolls of Karen are like Karen. So where our Papa says Alacha that there's some tolls in Akia Itzvem. Chikamar Papa Shein Veregel. It's going on the Mazik of Shein Veregel. Shein Veregel Hechiksivi. Where's the Pasuk of Shein Veregel? The Tanya learned in the Braisa. In the Pasuk it says Ki Yaver Ish Soda Karen Veshilach Espiro. He sends his animal Ubir Besteyachar and he goes and destroys another field. Meitav Sodeo Meitav Karma Yishalom. That's what Pasuk says. And we darshan Veshilach Espiro Veshilach Zeharegel. That's the mazik of regal. We find the lashon of regal together with shiluach. Meshalchi regal ashar v'chamar. And ubir, the mazik of ubir, zuha shein. That's with his teeth. V'cheinu oimer says in the pasuk, kasha yevara golol atumoy. Like the golol will destroy until its end. What's golol mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either golol means the teeth, because the teeth are magula sometimes. When the animal opens his mouth, it's you can see it, it's exposed. And gol means a lashon of magula. That's one pshat that gol means teeth. The other pshat is gol is lashon of rei, of waste, of that comes out of the animal. That happens through the teeth, because the teeth eat the food, and that turns into rei. So that's pshat gol atumai, kashivara gol atumai. See lashon yivara beer together with gol, which means teeth. Two pshat rashi means teeth. Tais is a third pshat. Tais is based on a base of the third pshat. That golol is a lotion of stone, of marble. And the teeth are white, like white marble. And that's why it's lotion of golol, Shane. And again, yivara golol, you see, lotion beer by golol. So we know, ubir means Shane. So v'shilach is regal, and ubir is Shane. And Mitzvah, on tomorrow's daf, we will learn what the toldos of regal are, the toldos of Shane, and if they are kiyotze behen or not.